Spartans, here's a riddle for you. What do lengthy financial reports and food labels have in common? Well, the answer? To some, they might seem a bit boring and overly detailed, but they're both really important. In this podcast, you're going to learn about some of the key ways to read a food label so you can quickly zero in on the most relevant information that impacts your health. I'm Dr. Nada, and I created the Integrative Health Program at Mass General Hospital, and I'm the founder of Sage Tonic, an innovative and natural treatment toolbox. Welcome to this episode of Spartan Health. Because food intake is such a fundamental part of our long-term fitness and well-being, knowing what's in the food before you ingest it seems like the bare minimum for a health-conscious consumer. So, if you only had access to one piece of information on a food label, what would it be? Well, it would be serving size. Food companies know that many consumers are calorie conscious. So one way to minimize the caloric profile of their product is to describe calories per portion and not per package. Be careful to check the serving size. It might be less than you imagine. Just look at the sample portion sizes most nutritionists show their patients. They're much smaller than what we might typically eat in a Western diet. Knowing this, check the calories per serving. If a package contains 4 servings and you eat the whole package, well, that's 4 times the number of calories and sugars and carbohydrates, etc. That might be listed on the package, and that can be a lot. Luckily, there's more information to be gleaned from food labels. A lot of it is in shorthand, so you need to know exactly what they mean. First, there's different ways to designate a food as having fewer calories than you might normally expect. In descending order, here's what they are. First one, reduced. This means that the product has at least 25% fewer calories for a specified nutrient than the ordinary product. Next one, low calorie. That's used to designate 40 calories or less per serving. Calorie free. Well, that means it has less than 5 calories per serving, but it may not be zero. There's a lot of other related terms like fat-free or sugar-free. Well, those can mean half a gram of sugar or fat or less in a serving. Second, there are a few popular highs and lows that are used on nutrition labels. For low cholesterol, you'll find 20 milligrams or less of saturated fat per serving. For low sodium, that would be 140 milligrams or less. High in, well, that designates an item having 20% or more of the daily value of a certain nutrient or vitamin per serving. So it could be high fiber, high vitamin C. And in between those highs and lows, you'll find the term good source of. Well, that means the product provides at least 10 to 19% of the daily value of a certain nutrient or serving. So there's a lot of details to remember, and it may seem like too many, especially if you're rushing home from the supermarket to feed your kids, complete your chores, pay bills, head for a workout. Well, instead, pick a quiet moment or two at home when you're not in a hurry and do some light reading. Choose a few items from your shelf, like cereal, granola bars, or maybe a treat like ice cream, and flip through the food labels. Read carefully, and you'll learn what to look for when you're making important choices for your health the next time you're at the market or food shopping. Thanks for listening to Spartan Health. I'm Dr. Nada, and I'm here every Sunday as part of the Spartan Up podcast family. Spartan Up has new episodes almost every day of the week. We give you tips, information, and tools to help you stay on track. We have interviews with inspiring high achievers every Tuesday with Joe and his team. And other days, we cover topics that help with mindset, athletics, and leadership. At Spartan, we're here for you. We're your partner in resilience training for mind, body, and spirit.